Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to another midweek tarot forecast. I am your host, Tarouk Bashal, and I am accompanied by my lovely co-host, Aluna Odette.
Hello, everyone.
Tonight, of course, I have the midweek tarot forecast for you guys, but first, I would like to thank everyone who called today for my free personal private readings. You guys showed out today. I am so thankful for everyone who called. It was an amazing experience speaking with you guys and just laying out these cards and going through them with you and explaining to you the situations that you guys wanted to know the answers for. I am just thankful for everyone who took the time out of their day to call and get these readings and get to know me as a reader. You know, because we are here, and, you know, I just want to thank everyone who called, okay? So, yeah, you know, I'm just so thankful, you guys. Very thankful, very thankful. I know. Okay, so let's get started with this midweek reading. I'm currently shuffling the cards, okay? Now, let's take them out. All righty. Okay. Let's go. The first card, the present position, is the World card, okay? Now, the World card, this is a card about having the world at your hands, about having full self-awareness, about having full completion, okay? A cycle being completed, okay? This is a card about somebody who has basically options open, left to right, different doors opening, different situations presenting themselves to you, okay? This is an extremely positive card as a present position. So somebody out there who's listening, you have doors opening for you. You have possibilities happening. You know, you have people contacting you for new opportunities. So this is a very, very good card for the present position. That is the World card, okay? The world is at your feet. The world is at your hands. The world is ready for you. The world is your oyster, and you are ready to eat it, okay? That's the present position. Now, the second card is the Ten of Chalices, the immediate influences, and another amazing card. And the Ten of Chalices, this card symbolizes just complete happiness, complete success, okay? Emotional fulfillment. The Ten of Chalices symbolizes contentment, it's just happiness, it's perfection of a situation, okay, everybody's getting their cups filled, okay, there is enough for everyone. This is also about the family being content, the family being fulfilled, so accompanied with the World card, it's just showing that it's a really, really good time for you right now, and you need to take advantage of these situations that are occurring for you right now at the moment, okay? Now, the next card is the Goal or Destiny, and it's the Tower card. Now, the Goal or Destiny is a Tower card. This is a card about drastic change. It's a card about a cleansing, okay, a physical, spiritual cleansing. You know, the Tower card is about the end of a cycle. Present position, the World card, it's a card also that kind of symbolizes, you know, a cycle that's come through 60, that's completed. So the Tower card, I feel, is only... It's only kind of reiterating that, so, but in a more harsh way. But to me, it just depends, because, see, I never look at the Tower card as really a negative, you know. The Tower card is about a washing away, you know, but it's about starting anew, okay? In my deck, the African deck, you know, you see a village being overflooded, but you have to think, you know, the village is being overflooded, but you have to rebuild. The water is fertilizing the ground. There are new trees that are going to grow, new plants. So this card is definitely a card about, you know, growth. This card can also be about psychological growth and giving up old habits, giving up old things that don't serve you anymore, okay? So that is the goal of destiny. You just have to look at it in a positive way, especially with the card that, you know, we're seeing right now, okay? So the Tower card can even mean, like, people who aren't serving you any good, people who are taking advantage of you, people who are just around and trying to get a cup filled. You know, they're trying to be one of the people in my Ten of Chalices card who have their hand out ready for an emotional fulfillment out of you. So the Tower card might symbolize that these people will no longer be serving you and will no longer be a part of your life, you know. So in the end, it is serving you a good, basically. Okay, so the next card is the Distant Past Foundation, and it's the Eight of Chalices. Now, the Eight of Chalices is a card that symbolizes maturity. It symbolizes giving up old things, kind of similar to the Tower card, giving up. Okay, this is a card also about coming correct, about having a concrete foundation, concrete stability, concrete just awareness, just coming hard and coming with full knowledge of who you are and what you're here for, okay? This is also a card about growth, you know? So, and also sacrifice, once again, letting go of things. So this is a card of knowing who you are, knowing when to give up things and people and situations that no longer serve you for the better, okay? So that's the distant past. Now, the next card is the recent past, and it's the Three of Pentacles. And the Three of Pentacles, this card symbolizes somebody who's a master of an art, somebody who has great ability. This is somebody who is making money from what they are good at. In my deck, in my African deck, of course, this Three of Pentacles showing an archer, and he is aiming at something, but in his sheath, you know, the thing that he wears on his back where he keeps his arrows, he has three large pentacles decorating his sheath. So this is saying that he has made money from being an archer. So whatever you are proficient at, whatever you are good at, whatever you're specialized in, you're making money out of it, and you're being known for it, because this is also a card about being a celebrity, being somebody who has their name out there and who people come to for this, okay? So the recent past is showing that you are building yourself, okay? And it seems like this is your time right now. It seems like this is your time with the World card and the Ten of Chalices. You know, it seems like right now it's all about you, okay? So that's the recent past foundation. Now, the final card, which is the Future Influence, is the Queen of Wands. And this is a card that is symbolizing somebody who is very charming, somebody who is very alluring, somebody who is very magnetic. It's somebody who people are attracted to and are gravitating towards to. This person, in my deck, is symbolized by the African deity, Mamiwata, you know, and she's a very alluring, sensual character, okay? So the Queen of Wands, you know, this is a card about somebody who is a great friend, somebody who is good at speaking and good at giving advice. The Queen of Wands, you know, she wears red, and that color, you know, is a color of love, a color of lust and power. So the Queen of Wands definitely adds to the recent past foundation, which is you're attracting people to you, you know. You're attracting people to you with your charm, with your alluring, magnetic personality, with your charm, okay, with your character, who you are. It's very, once again, alluring. I can't think of a better word for it. But the Queen of Wands definitely, for the Future Influence, is telling you that you have that magnetism to draw people to you, and people are attracted, and they come to you, okay? So all in all, it is a very extremely positive reading, you know, and I just want to reiterate that Tower card, because it is kind of like the in-between card, you know, and it's telling you to let go of people who do not serve you. This is your time right now. Everything is in your path. The doors are opening for you, but you got to watch out for those people who have their hand out and have that chalice out ready to kind of have, you know, some of what you're getting. So So we'll look out for those people.
Wow.
Now, Luna, is there anything you wanted to add?
Well, I definitely think this was an amazing reading. I like just the spiritual and emotional growth and maturity. It's so funny. Like, I saw the cards that I've been pulling during my journaling for this week. I definitely saw the Tower card, and I saw the Seven of Chalices, so not the Eight. But the World card, being the present position, you know, we're seeing someone who has reached the sort of precipice to the next level. You know, they're ready to embark on another journey because it's the ending of the major arcana. So we're seeing a lot of maturity and growth with this season and this transition. I also like how you pointed at the Tower card representing letting go of these ideas and of these concrete foundations that are no longer serving us. You know, sometimes it's hard to get out of the rut of routine, you know, doing things the same way and expecting a different result. But whoever this reading is for, you know, you're growing, you know, you're growing spiritually, you're maturing spiritually, and the final result being the Queen of Wands, it's like, girl, you got it, okay? You have, like, the charm, you have the sass, you're stepping into that feminine power, you know? This could also be a reading for a man as well about being that sort of confident, sensual being and radiating that and not being afraid of having that flirtatious nature, you know what I'm saying? Everybody likes to flirt and everybody likes a little charm. So it was a really good reading, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, once again, I would like to thank everyone today. You guys, once again, you guys blew my mind. I can't reiterate any more like I just can't, you guys. I'm glowing right now, you know. This was a really amazing experience today, speaking with you all. You know, I just, wow.
I can't wait till it's my turn. I'm kind of nervous, but.
It was amazing. It was amazing. Like, I wish I could do it every day.
And a huge shout out to everyone who likes our Tripitalis Tarot images, who likes our Aluna, my Aluna account, and also your Taruk account. Definitely go follow us on those. And stay tuned. We will see you guys for the next reading.
All right. Good night, everyone.